Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hello again. It's another episode of Fingers on
Buzzers.
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm all right. Yeah, I've had an excess of vitamin D today, so I'm absolutely buzzing.
Well, I've been soaking up the sun in the garden, which is why I look like Judith Chalmers' handbag. I've been absolutely roasting myself. So we're in fine fettle and ready to greet our guests this week. And it's another mashup, and a mashup with one of my absolute favourite podcasts, both to listen to and to do, because I've done this one and it was not only fun but cathartic, Jen.
Oh, it's sounds right up my alley. I like a bit of catharsis.
Well, free therapy is what it is. So it's very good. You'd normally pay a fortune for these men's services. but we're getting them for free tonight. We've got... is that wrong? James and Dan from Desert
Hello.
Island Dicks. James
Hi.
Deacon and Daniel Benedictus, which is a name I could say till the end of time.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, such a pleasure. So, and you know, thank you for so when I did your podcast, I know Gordon Ramsay. I put him as my worst person to share a desert island with,
yes.
And Faye Dunaway, and yeah. I can't remember what else I said.
You chose Ryder from Paw Patrol.
Oh, I did.
Oh.
It was outstanding.
My island
would
just be filled with Paw Patrol and Bing.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Bing's popped up quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And, rightly so, I think.
Absolute arsehole.
Yes, yeah.
Although I blame Flop for enabling the whole thing, really.
Yes.
Imagine the chaos if Flop wasn't around, though.
I don't know. I think, yeah, Flop's sort of exerting some weird control over Bing. Anyway, it's all, you know.
If either of my children end up speaking like Bing, I'm going to sue the BBC. I've decided.
absolutely. So yeah, so for those of you who haven't listened to Desert Island Dicks, it's very much, the title sort of does a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of explaining, doesn't it? How did you come up with it, James? What was the
I was in the pub with a friend and I was desperate to start a podcast. I've been working in radio for a long time and I thought, I'm not going to become a radio presenter. It was just too difficult and I couldn't see myself becoming any of the people that we worked with. And then I was in the pub with a friend and I was saying, I want to start a podcast. And he was like, well, what do you want it to be about? And I was like, he said to me, what are your favourite podcasts? And I was like, well, Desert Island Discs. And I was just like, yeah, but what could I do around that? And then I just, we just were spitballing. And I just said, what could Desert Island Dicks be? And then it just grew out of that. So in actual fact, it was like any good radio feature. You sort of work, start with the name and then work backwards. In actual fact, I'm not that nasty a person. So it was probably a bit of a strange fit.
No, you're a lovely person.
Oh, thanks.
But I think that's what makes it better, really, isn't it? What about you, Dan? Are you a nice person or are you an absolute bastard?
Well, I mean, I think deep down I'd like to think I was a nice person, but I think I enjoy a rant more than James. So, whereas I think when James used to host the podcast, he'd maybe pull back a bit and sort of be the devil's advocate. I'm much more like, yeah, they are a twat, aren't they? Stick them on the eye. And I tell you what, if you can't choose between those two, let's get them both on.
Yeah, very true.
So, James, you handed over to Dan basically so that it could become a bit more evil.
Yeah, well, no, I've been doing the podcast and I'd sort of done about nearly 90 episodes over a couple of years and just got busy making podcasts. And I started to think, what is the best thing to do right now? Me and Dan have been talking for a long time. Dan used to do a great podcast. What was it called? The Slump. Dan used to do a great podcast called The Slump with a couple of guys that we work with. And they put The Slump to bed and Dan had wanted another podcast project. So it sort of worked really well.
And you've just hit your 100th episode, I believe.
100 episodes. Yeah, we had the lovely Jade Adams came on, which was very good. Dan?
Yeah, so we've had Jade Adams on and we've got Tony Law's episode just came out on the day that we're recording this.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's good. Well, it's been a nice handover. The only thing that was a bit weird was when we had one guest who sort of put on the island how do you describe it? People in girl bands who replace original members.
Yeah.
And I was like, just to address the elephant in the room here, I'm them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's great.
You are the Heidi of the Sugar Babes. No, was Heidi in there originally? Who was?
Yeah, I think they said Heidi.
So confused. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's worked out nicely because I used to say jokingly to James after we'd had a few drinks, look, listen, when you die, don't worry. I'm happy to take over Desert Island Dicks for you. Don't worry, be in safe hands. But now I get to keep my friend and I get a podcast.
Thank you, Dan.
And I've always said, you know, if you want something enough and you're prepared to just sit around for long enough, eventually it might fall in your lap.
What a great motto to teach our children, Dan. That's
It's my mantra.
We did a handover episode and Dan said to me, I can't wait to destroy your legacy, I think he said. And I can't wait for that.
Nice. Well, mate, were you just worried, James, that he was going to kill you if you didn't give it to him?
Yeah, basically just living in fear. And so I just thought, he's got to have this. Otherwise, that's it. It's curtains.
But I like it because knowing that you're still sort of involved behind the scenes keeps me like, it makes me try much harder than I would if it was just my own podcast on my own. Like, I feel like I have to live up to a certain level of standard, you know.
I'm there the whole time just constantly micromanaging him. Just like, Dan, what are you doing now? Dan, are you awake yet? Dan, can you do that tweet? So it must be awful. Bittersweet.
No, that's exactly what I need. There's people, you know, you always have friends and they go, oh, if I won the lottery, I'd love to like leave this job and just set up my own thing, be my own boss. And I'm someone who I'm very happy being bossed. Like, I don't want to have to make any decisions. So knowing that I'm, you know, I have to report back to someone is just perfect.
Oh, this is great. This is great.
Good for you. You see, the world needs followers. I mean, leaders are all very well, but well done. And if Jenny and I ever stop hosting Fingers on Buzzers, you can't have it.
Okay, fair enough. Who would you have to do it? Who's going to do it?
Well, that's a great question. Well, Henry Kelly, friend of the show. I'd like to see Henry Kelly take it. So he's our pick. And which have been your favourite nominations on Desert Island Dicks? If you had to pick your own dicks,
Oh, it's a constant changing feast, isn't it? What do you reckon, Dan?
I mean, we both have... I mean, I was the first episode. I was sort of the pilot that you did. So I've sort of had a go. And then I've interviewed you when I took over. But I'm always thinking, just on my daily life, I'm like, oh, they're a dick, aren't they? I put them on the island. I've sort of had to tell people to stop picking Piers Morgan. Not because I'm defending him, but just because... I think I recorded about four yeah. in a week once, and everyone had Piers Morgan. I thought, I've got nothing left to say about
yeah.
him. So I've had to sort of say to people, like, if you could, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't like him, but he's been on a lot. So that's a struggle. I mean, he's really in the lead.
Wow, is he? But maybe that's why he's turned, because he realised how unpopular he was becoming on Desert Island Dick.
That was yeah. a strange moment recently, and I was just like, what's happened to Piers Morgan?
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, him and Bing, I think. Bing is also, as we said, is yeah. always up there.
Yeah,
and,
Bing's been chosen a lot.
It's difficult to know who's the more malevolent.
So some
being.
Of my favourites was... there's a comedian called Ash Frith, and he came on and he chose his son as his first choice, and he described how his son managed to blow up his house with a deodorant can and his cooker, and like blew yes. off the back of his house and caused £80,000 worth of damage. And that yeah. when he was telling me that story, I was like, fair play.
I'm surprised he's not genuinely been sent to a desert island.
Yes.
Yeah. But it wasn't even yes. a teenage boy or anything. It was a toddler.
Oh, it was a toddler. It was a toddler. Yeah. Which even that blew my mind. But also made me question Ash for having his toddler near a oven and with a deodorant can. So I don't know who's at fault there. I feel like it's probably Ash. Do you know, I really like ones that are like, that I can really get on board with. Like sometimes people will say, I pick... all people that spit in the street, I just can't stand it. And I'm like, this is great. This is, I can really get into that. I love that. Or if someone does a lot of research, and I had a guy come on before, Danny Toman, he's a musician, and he brought in some of his school reports to call out this one teacher that was picking on him throughout his life. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yes, a dossier on your desert island, Dick, is really what you want to see.
That's what I want
it?
To see, yeah, yeah.
Receipts.
Yeah, I want to see the receipts, that's it, yeah.
The format of this show, as you've been told by the producer, Amanda, is we will quiz you.
Yeah.
You will quiz us. We will all be quizzed. It's a mutual quizzing.
Not mine.
And so Amanda suggested the subject that we were going to quiz you on. And I was thinking, well, it could be, you know, there's lots of parts to this.
Yeah.
Could be dicks. Could be, you know, could be anything. But we've played it very clean, very nice. Safe. We are going to quiz you on deserts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not islands and not dicks.
Okay.
Just the desert.
So, yeah. Dan, your question mm-hmm. for me. Which of these is not a real desert? Is it Chihuahua Desert, the Little Sandy Desert, or the Kalamazoo Desert?
Ooh.
Okay. I mean, Chihuahua is a real place in Mexico. I know that, but I don't know where in Mexico or if it has a desert.
Mm.
The Little Sandy Desert... Australia has the Great Sandy Desert because it also has some very literal names. They're either Aboriginal traditional names, which are like Mullumbimby or Wollongong, or they have the Great Sandy Desert and the Snowy Mountains. So like they're either one or the other. But so I don't know if that's a double bluff or if that's just one that's next to the Great Sandy Desert.
I'm loving this.
Yeah,
reason.
I know.
You're very good.
What was the third one again?
Kalamazoo Desert.
Kalamazoo. I never know if that's a real place. Like, until recently, I thought the Boondocks was a real place. Like, but that's just a word for, like, you know, the middle of nowhere, isn't it, in America? So sometimes like that, I think, is that real? Like, Timbuktu's a real place, isn't it?
Yeah. But I know what you
it
mean.
It is. Yeah, it is. Genuinely. Only
James,
because today I listened to a Radio 4 children's educational programme.
Mm.
About Timbuktu.
Okay, really? Nice.
Yeah,
wow.
The King of Mali in the Timbuktu, and he was big on gold and poetry. So,
Oh, was that homeschool history?
Yeah, it's marvellous.
Yeah, my friend Gabby
writes
that.
Shout out to Greg Jenner there. He was very good.
If you go to his house and you're like, this is a bit flashy, he was like, well, let me read you a poem. And you're like, oh, he's sensitive though as well.
Yeah. I mean, I was falling for him right there and then, but I mean, he's long dead, sadly.
A lot of the best ones are, Jen.
Yeah. And a lot of really bad ones as well. Sorry, I'm interrupting no, you're fine. Thinking there.
Yeah. I was going to go for the Little Sandy Desert.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Well, I liked all your reasoning, but you've gone for the wrong one.
Oh.
Kalamazoo is a city in Michigan. Chihuahua Desert is in Mexico. Very good. Mm. And the Little Sandy Desert is near the Great Sandy Desert.
Dan, I'm so impressed.
I can't fault any of your quiz reasoning. I assume you are a known quizzer with that sort of knowledge.
I like trivia a lot. It's weird because I really like being asked questions, but I don't really seek out quizzes, which doesn't make sense. I really like if someone else is doing a crossword and they pop up occasionally and ask me a question, I can go, Kalamazoo. Or like in the pub, I quite like to get a set of Trivial Pursuits questions and me and my wife will see how many on a card we can see if we can beat each other that way rather than playing the whole game.
Yeah.
So I think I just like low effort quizzing. So this is, I just like having things fired at me and then I can sort of ask them, but I don't have to sit and be quiet for a long time.
That is absolutely fair. That's how I feel at the minute. I'm not taking part in many organised quizzes. If we get a chance to chat a bit of trivia and move on to the next subject very quickly, then that's absolutely fine.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. I don't like being... I'm happy to be not managed. I'm very freelance, even in my...
That surprises
hobbies.
Me. Are you bored of conventional quizzing?
For me, the risk is the quality of the quiz. Because a lot of people think they can host a quiz, but they found out very quickly how hard it is to do so. You sign up to a Zoom quiz and find out you want to argue with every single question, then that's not a pleasant night, is it? It's like, you may as well watch Question Time and shout at the TV for an hour. That's stressful,
man. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
And also in a pub, I want to be able to talk bullshit quite loudly. So if I ever go to a pub and I find there's a quiz on, I'm like, I've got to be quiet. It's like being in a library. This should be the opposite of a library. But then if someone just came out of the pub and just asked me all the questions, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, well, I quite like sitting. Sometimes when you're not actually on a team, it's quite nice if you're in the other bit of the pub and it just sort of drifts over like ambient noise.
You can answer the odd question if you fancy, but you don't have to hand in a score sheet.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, shall we do...
low stakes quizzing. Yeah. This is what we're doing right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Comfortable.
I'll ask Dan his first question as well, shall I?
Yeah.
Dan, from me, your question is... How many deserts on Earth are there over 50,000 square kilometres, which is, as you probably know, 19,000 square miles? So this is how many deserts are there on Earth which are over 50,000 square kilometres or 19,000 square miles? Your big deserts. Are there, it's multiple choice, are there A, 8, B, 17 or C, 25?
It's like when you talk about space and the numbers are so abstract, it's like, what's 50,000? Is that a lot? I mean, it sounds like a lot, but I don't know.
Let me just Google what is something else that's that size.
Oh, this is good. A bit of help.
It's bigger than a whale's. It's like, I think it's like half a Spain or something. Oh.
But it's hard because we're from the UK, so we think, Wales is quite a big area. But then you hear that an area the size of Wales is deforested every day and you think, maybe we're just small fry. So, I'm always having that thing going, the world's massive, the world's tiny.
Very confusing.
Yeah. So Slovakia, Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, it's sort of that kind of size. Togo, a little bit smaller than Togo. But a little bit bigger than the Netherlands. The Netherlands is only 33,760 square kilometres. So a little bit, deserts bigger than Holland, basically.
I don't think there are any deserts in Holland either.
What were the options again, Lucy?
So there, it's 8, 17 or 25.
Oh, God.
I was going to go for... my instinct is 8, but then 17... I'm going to stick with 8.
You're going to stick with 8?
Yeah.
So...
I wouldn't if I were you. Go for one of the others.
17?
No, it's 25. Wow. It's 25.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know, my heart started beating a little bit quickly there.
You got
it. It was like Millionaire. Yeah.
Antarctica, obviously Antarctica, which people go, oh, is it really? In fact, is that one of our other questions? Not one of our.
It
questions.
Is one of our other questions.
Is it okay? So, yeah. I'll think of another question.
It's all right.
But yeah, the Arabian, the Gobi. I mean, you're getting right down to the Dasht Elut in Iran. The Dasht Elut desert is 20. That's your 25th. The Dasht e Kavir in Iran, I'm saying all these wrong. The Namib Desert in Namibia. Yeah. The Columbia Basin, which is a cold winter desert in the US. Anyway, Mojave, there's loads.
Okay. Never would have guessed it.
Man.
Can't move for deserts, basically.
No.
Anyway, so I will move on to James's first question,
scared.
Which might involve some of those deserts.
Okay, I'm glad I was paying attention.
Yeah. So, what is the largest desert on Earth? Is it the Australian desert, the Antarctic, or the Sahara?
Okay, so based on the conversation that we were just having, Dan mentioned Australian, I think, but then you said Antarctic was going to come up.
As an option,
as
maybe,
an option. I don't know. I genuinely have no idea, right? So, because effectively I am a moron, but let's have a think. What can I ask Dan? Can I ask for some help?
Oh yeah,
Dan,
absolutely. What?
I feel like, I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you think Sahara is like what they want you to think.
Yes.
You know, that's the famous one, isn't it? That's like the Loch Ness of deserts. That's the one.
Me being a simpleton, I'm like, oh, I've heard of that one. Yeah, there's a coffee named after that.
But then Antarctica, doesn't that shift in size? Because sometimes there's more of it frozen than other times. But I don't know how that relates to this question.
Oh, my God.
The other thing is, I'm dyslexic and I can't remember lists more than like two things.
It's the Australian desert.
What Australian desert did you mention? Did you say the Australian desert, Dan?
Oh, it was the Great Sandy Desert. But everything's a lot bigger than you think in Australia.
God, if I knew they would all be about deserts, I would have named
my
podcast
slogan.
Something different. let's have a look. I think... I'm just going to go with the Australian desert.
Are you sure? Is that your final answer?
No.
What about
Antarctica? Final answer.
You see at the bottom of the world, there's all that bit, isn't there? The bottom of the globe.
Okay, Antarctica, final answer.
Thinking about it.
Antarctica.
Thank you for the help. Much appreciated.
Yes. The Antarctic desert. So you're right that Antarctica as a continent shifts in size. But it's the centre of it that doesn't get precipitation, which is the desert bit, and that's kind of a fairly standard size, and it's still absolutely...
Okay.
14 million kilometres square.
That's big. Okay.
Wow.
That's not bad, that. Not bad.
Unbelievable. And massive. Arctic, second biggest. Your Sahara, your biggest hot desert, that's 9 million-ish.
Oh, tiny then.
Kilometres, and then the Australian desert is only 2,700,000.
Yeah,
baby desert. Yeah. Well done. Are you a pub quiz fan, James?
I like a pub quiz. I'm like, I fly at music stuff. I've got like a weird like my brain just seems to retain music related stuff. I always do stupidly well, like at Christmas, the family are like, we're not playing a music quiz with you, that kind of stuff. Other things I don't, maybe I just like have a specific interest in music, so I retain the knowledge. But I do like a pub quiz, yeah. I really do like watching quiz shows on TV. Love
Good
it.
Good for you. What's any particular favourites?
You know, just start at Tenable and then end on The Chase or whatever's last. End on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I've watched Millionaire since I was a kid and recently worked on a podcast, the Final Answer podcast that went with the show quiz. So I did some work on that, which was fun. So I think Millionaire is probably my favourite. Yeah, although I did really enjoy Beat the Chasers the other week. That was very good.
Thank you. If we're ever allowed back into a studio, we might make more of that.
I'd love to see it.
There's another question.
Okay,
to
let's
come.
Do it.
So everything to play for. Oh. What does the word Sahara mean?
Wow.
We've been discussing the Sahara Desert, but what the heck does Sahara actually mean?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's derived from Arabic, okay. Just in case
Sahara.
That helps you.
So my gut feeling is like either hot lands or like sandy lands, but I don't know why, because like for no specific reason, but yeah, hot lands or sandy lands. Where it derives from Arabic, I've got no reference.
You're fluent in Arabic.
Damn, I'm trying to play it down. No, I have no idea. I'm going to go for sandy lands.
Well, I mean, it's a. I would say you're definitely along the right lines, if not completely there, because it is from the Arabic noun. Sahara, which means desert.
Okay.
So basically, the name of the Sahara desert is
the desert.
It's the desert desert. But I mean, a hot land, sandy lands. I'm sure that's probably.
It's a descriptive answer. Okay. I'm minded to award points.
Yeah.
0.5.
So there's me making fun of the great sandy desert, but the most famous of all deserts is like even less creative. Yeah. It's not even like doesn't even have an adjective. It's just desert.
Yeah.
Desert.
It's the only desert you'll ever need.
Yeah. Where are you off to? Desert. That's it.
Yeah. Which desert? Oh, you know, the desert. Desert. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
Let's call the next episode of Desert Island Dicks the Desert Island Dicks.
And I think you did really well. There was great working out. There were good answers. You know, who needs to know how many big deserts there are in the world? That's what I say.
Nobody. No, but I'm never going to forget.
Well, now I know how many there are. I think it's very important that everybody knows. Yeah.
You can't even show that off to anybody, really. Just swam round
your
house.
Yeah, I'm going to go and tell my wife straight after this. Esther, did you know how many larger than... I can't even remember the question. I'll have to listen to this back.
You've got small children,
haven't
you?
Oh, yeah, I've got small children. They woke up at 6:20, and my mind is scrambled.
I guarantee your wife will not be interested in how many there are.
I mean, she's annoyed that I'm doing this in the bedroom right now while she's putting the kids to bed.
I bet she is. Yes. Well, we'll crack on.
Take your time.
Yes. Yeah, he's sat there with a glass going, yeah, it's fine. So would you like to turn the tables
absolutely
on us now?
Would.
It's all
yes.
Very well.
Please. We have questions prepared by Amanda.
Mm. She's our micromanager.
She's our micromanager.
Okay, for Lucy, my question is, what animals are the Canary Islands named after?
Ah, lovely. So we've gone, are they all islands, these questions? Or are
yes.
They,
yes, sorry, I forgot to say
No.
All island related.
She didn't go for the third part. Maybe that's what she's going to quiz us on at the end, is the third part.
That'd be nice.
So I know this one. This is great pub quiz knowledge. You'd think it's the birds, canaries. Of course it's not. Of course that would be too easy. It's dogs, isn't it?
It is the Isle of Dogs.
Yeah.
Insulae Canarii, the islands
of dogs.
I'm
so impressed. Yes. That's amazing knowledge.
See, pub quizzes, you get it's a pretty common pub quiz question, that one.
That is vintage pub quiz. Yeah,
I guess it's the sort of canine. Is it similar?
Exactly. It's the same root, yeah.
So the Island of Dogs is like the Isle of Dogs in Essex.
It's like the Isle of Dogs.
You start calling that the Canary Islands.
Yeah, just say to your wife, say, I'm taking you to the British equivalent of the Canary
She'll
Islands.
Love it, I'm sure, on the Thames Delta.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, what's his name? Wes Anderson did the film Isle of Dogs.
Mm.
And apparently it's just because he was in a taxi on his way to a studio somewhere and he saw a sign for the Isle of Dogs and thought it was so funny as an American that he thought, oh, what if there was an island of dogs?
Oh, nice!
And so he made a whole film about it. But if he'd done a few more quizzes, yeah. it would have been years ago.
I thought it was I Love Dogs.
I think that's what was funny about it was, yeah, that's what he thought was hilarious. I love Dogs. Whereas we got Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs.
So there's no of in it. Nice. Isle of Dogs.
Which would be a great drag queen name. I've not come across a drag queen called Isle of Dogs.
I'm writing that down. It's on my list for when I finally get
Isle of
White shoes.
Isle of Man. There must be an Isle of Man. If there's not a drag queen called Isle of Man, then
I'll
be very upset
so
by
good.
That.
And now I have a question for Jenny as well.
Yikes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, as I'll ever be.
Okay. Which island has a once-a-week newspaper called the Penguin News?
I think this is another pub quiz staple. I'm going to go for the Falkland Islands.
It is the Falkland Islands. Yeah. The Penguin News is issued every Friday.
Nice.
They get penguins down there. They get skirmishes in the year of my birth down there. That's
okay, right. That's everything that happened there. Done.
Yeah.
Which is your favourite?
Although, I mean, it's one of those topics. If you're ever a contestant on The Chase, you find out that there's certain trigger topics for Bradley Walsh that if you get him started, you get 10 minutes. So usually it's Essex, aeroplanes, and cars. But one of his trigger topics is the Falkland Islands.
Why?
Wow.
And he will tell endless stories because he used to do entertainment, like Forces Entertainment. Oh, yeah. So a couple of times a year he would get shipped out there to go and entertain at, I think there's two social clubs and it's just for the British Armed Forces out there. And it's
they sound
absolutely
like bleak social clubs.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah.
And apparently, yeah, you go over on a, you know, on an army plane. So there's no, you know, hospitality or at-seat service. You're just on a really sort of rickety old army plane. And then you go over and, and
very well-stocked pubs.
Yeah.
They have John Smith's and everything on tap. It's all out there.
No, it's John Smith's on tap. What more do you want?
Yeah. Civilization.
A pint of John Smith and the Penguin News sorted every Friday night.
I mean, if the Penguin News was all about penguins, both the animal and the biscuit.
Yes. Shall I do my questions? Are we ready? Okay.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Lucy, it's you first. And if I get the pronunciation wrong here, I did look it up. I watched a YouTube video, but I have forgotten it. So let's give it a go. Lucy, what?
It's Isle of Man. Isle of
Man. Isla Man. Her name is Isla Man.
That's the
Okay, Lucy, what is the name of the active volcano on the Aeolian Islands?
Oh, well, that's sort of Sicily. It's that sort of... Is that Etna? I mean, no, but then you wouldn't have had to look up how to say that.
Aeolian Islands. Is that right? Aeolian?
The Aeolian Islands.
Aeolian Islands. Yes, about right.
Yeah, I think that is... Oh, maybe... Oh, yeah, okay then. I think it might be... I think is Sicily or wherever it is one of the... I'm going to go for Etna.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's Stromboli.
Stromboli.
Oh, yes, of
course
it is.
You weren't far away, though.
I thought geographically I was in the right region.
You were pretty there or there.
I mean, I liked you working out. Yeah, you took us there.
I wouldn't have ever got
that. Mediterranean issue.
Who do they belong to then, the Aeolian Islands? What are they?
Stromboli belongs to Italy, doesn't it? So
sounds Italian.
I thought it was a type of pasta when I read it earlier. I'm sure I thought that was a type of pasta.
Is it in Pinocchio there's a character called Stromboli?
Ah.
I think he's a bit of a rat bag. And he leads
and
Pinocchio astray.
Garlic mayo.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. Okay, great stuff. Jenny, your turn. Which island is the most populated with over 140 million people?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Are you pretending like you don't know?
It's one of your... No. It's one that I've been asked before. I think it's in Indonesia. It's either Java or Sumatra. I'm going to go for Java.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It is Sumatra. The right answer. Yes.
Ah!
Yeah.
You can tell you're working on the Millionaire podcast, James, because it's rubbed
yes,
up on you.
Yes, okay, thanks. I really appreciate that.
It's all in the delivery.
I'm vying for your two jobs if you ever kick the bucket.
If we ever get promoted
to something else,
more glamorous.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
yeah. Or both fall down the stairs and slip on some beads from a necklace that you've accidentally broken. I've seen
Showgirls.
He's
always wearing a pearl necklace, just in case.
Yeah. Be warned if you're ever invited to a barbecue.
I can't get over that fact. 140 million people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like double the UK. That's insane.
I wonder how big is Java?
Come on, Lucy. You're the queen of area at the moment.
Well, I mean, it is 128,000-ish kilometres squared. Which, if in terms of our deserts, if anyone was listening, they might be able to remember. Let's have a look. 128,000 kilometres.
128,000? That's not that big at all. For 140 million people.
They've got ridiculously densely populated islands.
Well, there we go. We've had our minds blown.
Yes, I feel like we have.
By Amanda's questions. And she's about to blow our minds again by making an appearance. She's been sat there, just nodding along, seeing
patiently,
her little face.
Biding her time to come in and torture us.
Did we do justice to your questions, Amanda?
Oh, you did it beyond my wildest dreams. So,
that's great.
Thanks for that. I mean, each and every week, you bring my questions to life, and it's the most satisfying thing that happens to me. I wish I was lying, but it's true. It's actually the best thing that's happening in my life right now. So I can't thank you enough. So I'm going to now, I mean, you knew where I was going with this. You've already kind of second guessed me. We've had deserts. We've had islands.
Oh,
hello. Where are we going to go from here?
You did not disappoint. She never disappoints.
I saved the best bit for myself as well. Yeah. So there was no way I didn't want to be involved in the questions about dicks.
How long did you spend researching this, Amanda?
I should have spent longer on the questions about deserts, which Jenny had to rewrite a couple because they were factually incorrect.
I love it.
I should have spent more time on that than the questions about dicks. So
it's almost like you found one subject more interesting than the other.
It's like, oh, I could Google history. You type that straight in.
Yeah.
Safe search was off.
Yeah.
Incognito, mate. All the way.
Wonderful weekend there.
You'll notice that I sent all the questions through on Saturday night because
you did.
I know how to party. So I'm going to ask you all a question each, and it is on the subject of dicks. So, I am going to start off. You're going to be so disappointed when I actually read these questions. So,
I'm still going to giggle all the way through.
Oh,
it's still funny to me.
I'm going to go back through and count the amount of times that you say dicks in this.
If you could do a supercut for me, because I don't have time, that'd be awesome. Dan, your first dick. You can't Google the word dick without the wonderful Dick Van Dyke being right up there in the searches. So as well as playing Bert, the chimney sweep in Mary Poppins, which other character did he play in that film?
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. I've seen fewer films than anyone else I know. I haven't seen Mary Poppins. I haven't seen E.T. I haven't seen The Godfather.
Damn.
So I've seen bits of Mary Poppins when it was on. I thought, oh, let's see what it's all about. He's got a funny accent and that's all I know. So I'm going to say, Mr. Briggs, the carnation seller.
I
imagine
it.
There's someone selling carnations from a wagon at some point.
Yes, that'd be nice.
A really good guess, and it's actually quite close to another character in the film, the Feed the Birds.
Yeah. I do know that song.
I'm going to throw it over to James if you'd like to see if you can.
No, I have seen it many times, but not since I was a child. But I have a feeling, does he play like a... It'd be like a voice actor for one of the cartoon... No, I'm going down the wrong road. I've got no idea.
So, That's a good guess. Mm. That's a good guess, though. Good. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, shall I throw it open to Lucy and Jenny as well?
Jenny knows. Definitely
knows. I'm a big fan of Dick Van Dyke.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. He plays the bank manager.
And he's
all olded up, but he looks like he looks
That's
now.
That's amazing. Great.
Do you for an extra point, Jenny? Do you know the name of the character? It's quite a hard.
I've not seen the film very recently, but I did go and see the West End production, and there is that character is in it. I'm sure, Mr. Carruthers. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It's not it right. does sound good. It's Mr. Dawes Senior.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've met Dick Van Dyke, and it's probably one of the highlights of my career, actually.
Oh, yes.
And I got to interview Dick Van Dyke on a red carpet, and it was everything you could want and more. He was Dick Van Dyke, and he was wearing a suit with trainers, so he's just so cool as well.
Amanda, I'm glad you had a nice time with Dick Van Dyke.
I've also seen Stromboli erupt IRL, so I've had quite the life. James, who played Breathless Mahoney in the 1990 film version of Dick Tracy? I think it was sort of critically panned.
Yes.
I think it was. I've not seen it myself because everybody said how awful it was, so I just...
I liked it, but I was 8.
Right.
Didn't Madonna have something to do with it? Didn't she write a theme tune for it or something? I seem to remember. I could be just been at the time when I was that age when... Oh, hang on. Oh, I get it. Right. Oh, I see. I thought we were playing a quiz. I thought we were just having a lovely time talking crap like I normally do. Sorry.
Listen to Desert Island Dicks for more of Dan talking crap on a weekly basis.
I'm so sorry. This is the thing, I get involved in these things. I just have such a nice time.
You're a lovely bloke, Dan. So was it Madonna? Yeah.
Yeah. Well
I wonder
done.
How I got
well
it.
Done.
I just,
No, that's great. It's a team effort. Absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen Dick Neither Tracy
right.
either.
Well done, Dan.
If you'd have seen Dick Tracy and not E.T. or Mary Poppins, then you would have need to readdress...
I'd be very worried about what lifestyle that person had carried out.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
Right, Jenny, which famous dick also went by the alias John Palmer?
Ooh, a famous dick who needed an alias. I don't know this one. Sorry, I am completely guessing, but my most famous outlaw dick would be Dick Turpin.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Lovely stuff.
Yes.
Nice. Brilliant.
He was using the name John Palmer when he was arrested.
With false names.
So, I mean, that was the least of what he was up to, really, wasn't it? So, final question on dicks, and this one is for Lucy.
I'm ready for Dick.
That's the name of this episode, maybe. I don't know. So, Lucy, I think you're going to get this one. I think you're going to get this dick. So, Dick York played...
Can I try and... Oh, yeah, go on. Sorry.
No, go on. What were you going to say?
I was going to try and guess which... I was going to go Dickie Davis.
Oh, why did I do a question on Dickie Davis? You could have... Yeah, just went in there with the dick straight away, didn't I?
But Dick York... Dick York played...
It's long been a problem with yours, Amanda.
He played Darren in Bewitched. Was that the question?
And the answer. So Dick York played Darren Stevens in which 1960s US sitcom? And it was indeed Bewitched. And that is the end of tonight's dick.
Wow, that's great.
That was some good dick there, Amanda. Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank you.
Very good. I enjoyed the deserts. I enjoyed the islands. And I particularly enjoyed
That's great. I really appreciate being part of your most tuned out of episode. Listener rate drops off.
Well, it's been such an absolute delight and a joy to have you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, I've had a lovely time.
Thank you.
So
it's
much
been great.
For having us on.
And here's to another 100 episodes of Desert Island Dicks, which people can find where they get their podcasts from.
Yeah, your usual podcast outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Open the tap and let them flood out. I was going to say something like flood your home with dicks, and then I thought, oh, we've already got to edit stuff out. Yeah. So sorry, man.
Thank you so much for listening. We've had a great time. Thank you so much to you guys. Thanks, James. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And we will see you next time on Fingers on
Buzzers.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.